This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal hold meeting today as well. Prime Minister Oli says leaders who return to CPN-UML realizing their mistakes will get opportunity to work in the party. Health Ministry reports more than 2,400 COVID-19 infection cases in last 24 hours. Nepal beats Malaysia by 69 runs in sixth match of T20 International Tri-Series, and India records nearly 315,000 daily spike of COVID-19 cases. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal have held a meeting today as well in a bid to solve the intra-party disputes. Following a meeting at the Hotel Marriott in Kathmandu, Leader Nepal said discussions continued but no progress had been made so far. The two leaders have been in disagreement since Prime Minister Oli dissolved the House of Representatives. Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said opportunities to work in the party will be given to leaders who return to the party realizing their mistakes, laying a foundation stone for the CPN-UML's central office to be reconstructed at Balkhwi in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Oli said efforts had been made to keep the party's unity intact, convincing the groups who were running parallel activities in the party, saying he is holding talks with concerned leaders to unify the entire communist movement. Prime Minister Oli clarified that no compromise would be made with leaders running factional and undisciplined activities against the party. The Prime Minister also said the leadership of the CPN-UML was essential to lead the country towards prosperity. The party headquarters of the CPN-UML has come into operation formally from Thapathali from today. The party headquarters came into operation formally after party chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurated the office today. By-election for the one vacant seat in the National Assembly is set to be held on the 20th of May. Spokesperson of the Election Commission, Rajkumar Shrestha, said the by-election date for electing a representative in the National Assembly had been set as per the government decision on last Monday. A post of a National Assembly member went vacant after incumbent Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa lost membership to the upper house. As per the constitutional provision, a vacant post in the National Assembly should be fulfilled within 35 days if the member's term was still active for more than 6 months. Announcing the by-election calendar, the Commission had issued a notice calling application from the political parties to register an application from tomorrow to the 27th of April within office hours. The Commission has also urged all concerned stakeholders to play constructive roles to ensure impartial and independent by-election of the National Assembly. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paril has directed the provincial and local governments to select projects based on needs and relevance. Addressing a meeting of the Intergovernmental Fiscal Council, Finance Minister Paril stressed on preparing master plan, assessing environmental issues and managing resources before selecting a project, saying selection of project beyond capacity leaves the projects in limbo. Finance Minister urged all stakeholders to pay attention to the preparation before selecting the project. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now more news. The Health Ministry has reported 2,428 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Among them, 987 cases were reported from Kathmandu district alone. Similarly, 252 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry has also reported 5 corona-related deaths today. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,117. Citing the rising cases of coronavirus infection in the recent days, all temples in the Pasupatinath areas, including main Pasupatinath temple and Guheshwari, including others, will be closed from tomorrow. However, Treasurer of Pasupati Area Development Trust, Dr. Milan Kumar Thapa, said regular worship would continue unhindered in those temples. Issuing a press note today, the trust said, "The latest decision comes after the issuance of health protocol by the government." Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspa Kamal Dal Prachanda, has stressed the need for unity among all nationalist and progressive forces. In a message on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Lenin and the establishment day of the Nepal Communist Party today, Chair Dal said the anti-regressive forces should be united for the economic development of the country. Indian government has gifted buses and ambulances to non-profit organizations and educational institutions in Nepal. Amidst a program held at Indian Embassy in Kathmandu today, Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Binayan Mota, please pardon me, listen it again. Amidst a program held at Indian Embassy in Kathmandu today, Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Binay Mohan Kotra, handed over 39 ambulances and 6 buses to the representatives of the concerned institutions. Till now, India has gifted over 863 ambulances and 166 school buses. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. India has recorded nearly 315,000 new coronavirus cases and more than 2,100 corona-related deaths in the last 24 hours. India's one-day tally of new COVID-19 cases is the highest so far anywhere in the world. Crowds have formed outside hospitals in major cities which are filled to capacity. Delhi's Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia has said oxygen supply has been a particular problem, with the number of hospitals in the capital Delhi running out entirely. The European Commission is working on legal proceedings against AstraZeneca after the drug maker caught COVID-19 vaccine deliveries to the European Union. News agency Reuters report has stated that the European Commission is preparing to forward a legal case against AstraZeneca after the company reportedly caught supplies to the bloc, contributing to major delays in Europe's vaccine rollout. Now a sport update. Nepal has defeated Malaysia by 69 runs on the 6th match of the T20 International Tri-Series. In the match held at the Tribhuvan University International Cricket Ground at Kirtipur today, Nepal put a target of 218 runs, losing 7 wickets. Malaysia was limited to 148 runs, losing all wickets in 19.1 overs. Karan Kese scored 45 runs in 13 balls for the Nepali side. Likewise, Nepali bowlers Sandeep Lamisani, Sumpal Kami and Kamal Singh Airy took 3 wickets each. Sumpal Kami was declared the man of the match. West Nepal will compete with Netherlands for the title of the series on Saturday. Now the general forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and in the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli and Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal hold meeting today as well. Prime Minister Oli says leaders who return to CPN UML realizing their mistakes will get opportunity to work in the party. Health Ministry reports more than 2,400 COVID-19 infection cases in last 24 hours. Nepal beats Malaysia by 69 runs in sixth match of T20 International Tri-Series, and India records nearly 315,000 daily spike of COVID-19 cases. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.